Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
OSHA suspends reporting adverse COVID shot reactions. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, Liberty Counsel was one of the first, if not the first, to message recently regarding the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, known as OSHA's, guidance that employers may face liability if the employer requires employees to receive COVID shots and thereafter the employee suffers an adverse reaction or even death.
Yeah, because they would consider that a workman's comp issue, and then that would affect their safety record for that employer.
That's right. So it would be considered work-related. It could also implicate their civil liability, depending upon the situation in the state. So, you know, obviously they took some heat for that, because then Fauci and others in the Biden administration started to say, well, you know, in the CDC, this is going to discourage employers from requiring the shot.
Right.
And we want to, they, in their view, they want to encourage everybody to get the COVID shots, these experimental shots. They want to have that enforced in any way it can be. So OSHA then took the heat, and unfortunately, they made a politically motivated reversal. So here's what they did. They now have issued, over the weekend after this came out, they now made an announcement that OSHA will be suspending the requirements for employers to report injuries related to work respecting COVID shots. They specifically cite to the actual law in question, 24 CFR 1904. And here's exactly what they say. DOE, or DOL, which is the Department of Labor, and OSHA, as well as other federal agencies, are working diligently, listen to this, to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations. OSHA does not wish to have any appearance of discouraging workers from receiving COVID-19 vaccination, and also does not wish to disincentivize employers' vaccination efforts. As a result, OSHA will not enforce 29 CFR 1904's recording requirements to require any employers to record worker side effects from COVID-19 vaccination through May 2022. We will reevaluate the agency's position at that time to determine the best course of action moving forward.
That turns my stomach.
That just makes your jaw drop, Holly.
But they could still, I mean, there's still liability. Can't you still have a civil suit against an employer if they mandate the shot?
Well, you certainly would have, you know, because workers' comp is a state issue, OSHA is a federal issue. Yeah. So you have two other, so it doesn't change the point that employers that require or coerce or incentivize employees to have a COVID shot as a requirement of working, that employer will likely be liable if that employee suffers any adverse reaction or death.
Right, but again, these are under the Emergency Youth Authorization, so they can't mandate, they can't force them.
And that's why they would be liable.
Right.
Because these are still in the experimental investigational phase. They will be so for many, many months, if not years. And it's under the Emergency Use Authorization provision of federal law, which means specifically that you cannot coerce or force someone to get these shots. Now, I know a lot of employers are thinking, well, this is just a vaccine. I can enforce a vaccine. No, this is not in the same category as historic vaccines that are FDA licensed only after years and years of testing and trials. This is under EUA, which means it is experimental, it is investigational, therefore no coercion, no force. It has to be by a free will decision, informed free consent. So employers that mandate this, that coerce, or that even incentivize, and I'm talking about incentivize by saying that you can have more privileges, you can get a bonus, you can get some benefit, we'll put you in a drawing. That's an incentivization as a requirement to work. And that employee has an adverse reaction or death, that individual, employer, could be liable, both in workers' compensation as a work-related injury and or, in addition, by virtue of civil liability.
But what does this saying say, my body, my choice?
Yeah, that's unless it's something outside of abortion.
Right.
But here's the startling thing, Holly. This is OSHA. OSHA is supposed to be a federal agency that monitors and establishes workplace safety.
To protect people.
You have
right?
OSHA requirements with regards to certain kind of chemicals that you can or cannot use in the workplace.
They want to prevent accidents.
Right. And
safety.
I know working with many, many employers when I was doing workers' compensation and representing employers and insurance companies, you had reporting requirements for various kinds of adverse reactions, particularly chemicals and other kinds of things that you work with. OSHA monitors that, right? And so even with regards to OSHA, we've had OSHA try to butt its nose into, particularly the state versions of OSHA, churches to try to bully them into not holding worship because of alleged COVID. And we've had to push back and have been successful. But OSHA, by the way, as I said, is federal. It establishes and monitors workplace injuries to make the workplace safe. Now, they're not going to monitor. They're not going to require employers to document, to report adverse reactions from employees that have been required to get the shot.
Or
have had the shot, whether it's required or not. They're not going to require that reporting. And consequently, they're not going to enforce the clear law that employers report for more than a year.
And there's been thousands of adverse reactions and some deaths as a result of these COVID injections.
Well, there, you know, in 1 week, and we have the numbers that we have put forth in our various emails, but in 1 week, the reported deaths in the CDC VIRS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Injury Reporting System, the deaths jumped from about 4,100 to over 4,500 in 1 week.
It was more than like a 15-year period of any other vaccine ever established.
Yeah, if you go back and look at the last 15 to 20 years of vaccines and the reported deaths in the VIRS log, which is the CDC log, the reported deaths, they average about 108 deaths from vaccines per year. But if you multiply that times 20, 108 times 20, that's a little over 2,000 in a 20-year period. In 4 to 5 months, we have had more than double that with regards to the COVID injection, over 4,500 deaths. And each week, that's jumping by 500 or so deaths per week. The adverse reactions jumped in 1 week from 192,000 to 227,000. That's nearly 35 plus to 40,000 adverse reactions reported in a week. Now, the Harvard study and the CDC says specifically that you have less than 1% of actual are actually reported. Less than 1% of actual are reported. You know, I have people that I know that have died. I have people that I know who've had heart attacks. People that I know who are suffering from very severe cardiac problems. I have a doctor right here just sent me a message from California. This person is performs surgery. And she says she has two patients. This is just hot off. I mean, this is just in normal communication. I get this all the time. Presently have two patients who had serious complications, with one fighting to keep her eyesight, having retinal clots, another having difficulties keeping his platelets up due to clotting. My CRNA has a friend in his 40s who had a stroke a week after a jab, and a father who developed significant clots in his legs. She says there's significant underreporting of these adverse reactions in clots.
And young people, too. You're seeing young people starting to have heart issues and young children. Like, we know of a 2-year-old that died from getting ingested.
And miscarriages. I mean, we've had
miscarriages,
the miscarriages
late
jumped
term
from
miscarriages.
Like 197 to 238 in 1 week. 1 week. Those are also deaths. They should be added to the 4,500 plus. So women are having miscarriages. People are experiencing all kinds of adverse reactions. That's why this is under the emergency use authorization. We don't know the data. We already know that there are many adverse reactions, including deaths. No employer should force this. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. We have a memo that you can send to your employer or your school that's attempting to enforce these COVID shots. lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.